Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a scenario where the prices of compressed natural gas, or CNG, are hiked not once, but twice in a span of just 48 hours, leaving consumers in Delhi NCR scrambling to cope with the increased costs. This is precisely what happened recently, with CNG prices being raised by 2 rupees on one day and 1 rupee on the next, pushing the Delhi rate to a staggering 80 rupees and 9 paise per kg. What makes this significant is that these hikes are a direct consequence of Petronet LNG receiving zero liquefied natural gas, or LNG, cargo from Qatar for a third consecutive month, from March to May 2026. This drastic reduction in supply is a result of QatarEnergy's declaration of force majeure, a legal clause that exempts parties from liability for extraordinary events beyond their control, after the Strait of Hormuz became effectively closed. The supply disruption has cascading effects on city gas distribution, urea fertilizer production, and industrial gas users across India. First, let's understand the impact of this supply disruption on the city gas distribution network. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz has resulted in a significant reduction in LNG supply, which in turn has led to a surge in CNG prices. But why does this matter? The answer lies in the fact that CNG is a critical fuel for public transport in Delhi NCR, and any increase in its price has a ripple effect on the entire economy. Now, let us turn to the historical context. Qatar's dominance in India's LNG market is a key factor in this crisis. Losing 44% of LNG supply in one stroke is an unprecedented energy security shock. Petronet LNG, India's largest LNG importer, has a 25-year contract with QatarEnergy for 7.5 million metric tons per annum, or MMTPA. The company has terminals at Dahej and Kochi, with a combined capacity of over 22 MMTPA. Crucially, the downstream impact of this supply disruption goes beyond CNG prices. Urea fertilizer production, for instance, is heavily reliant on natural gas as a feedstock. India's domestic urea plants rely on natural gas for approximately 80% of their feedstock, and the current shortage has resulted in production cuts of 15 to 30% across major plants. This has significant implications for India's food security, particularly with the Kharif 2026 sowing season just around the corner. And here is something that surprises many students: India has approached China to allow urea exports to cover the domestic shortfall, an extraordinary diplomatic step that highlights the gravity of the situation. The plants affected by the natural gas shortage include IFFCO, Chambal Fertilizers, CRIPCO, and GNFC, among others. Moving on to the power generation sector, gas-based power plants are running at reduced capacity or switching to more expensive regasified LNG, or RLNG, from the spot market. India has approximately 26,000 megawatts of gas-based power generation capacity, much of which is located in Gujarat and Andhra Pradesh. It is worth pausing here to note that industrial users, such as steel, ceramics, and glass industries, are also facing price hikes due to the shortage of piped natural gas, or PNG. Sponge iron producers, which use gas as a reductant, are equally affected. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. Petronet LNG is India's largest LNG importer, with terminals at Dahej and Kochi, and a 25-year contract with QatarEnergy for 7.5 MMTPA. The company's promoters include GAIL, IOCL, BPCL, and ONGC. Force majeure is a legal clause that exempts parties from liability for extraordinary events beyond their control, such as natural disasters, war, or pandemic. Urea and natural gas are closely linked, with India's urea plants using natural gas as the primary feedstock for the Haber-Bosch process, which produces ammonia. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers economy, environment, and energy. The key concepts to focus on include city gas distribution, LNG supply chain, and India's energy security. Remember this number, 44%, which is the percentage of LNG supply that India has lost due to the Qatarenergy force majeure. Note this carefully, the Strait of Hormuz is a critical waterway that accounts for approximately 20% of global petroleum and a significant share of global LNG transits. With that background in place, let us look at the implications for your preparation. GS Paper 2, which covers international relations, is also relevant, as the India-Qatar energy relationship and the West Asia conflict have significant implications for India's strategic position. The fact that India has approached China for urea exports signals a pragmatic diplomacy that is worth noting. In conclusion, the Petronet LNG force majeure has significant implications for India's energy security, economy, and food security. As we move forward, it is essential to keep a close eye on developments in the global energy market and their impact on India's strategic position. The current crisis highlights the need for supply diversification and a robust energy security strategy to mitigate the risks associated with dependence on a single supplier.